Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Reds yesterday afternoon finally took a series from the San Diego Padres. It had been since 2012 since the Kings of the Ohio had beaten their counterparts from the West Coast. And in true Reds fashion, it wasn't done the easy way. The Reds had a 2-0 lead, but rookie fireballer Luis Castillo ended up giving up 3 runs in 6 innings, leaving the game trailing 3-2. They trailed 3-2 heading into the bottom of the 7th, but Scooter Gennett was the hero as he hit his 3rd grand slam of his career, and he did it off Padres ace reliever Brad Hand, who hadn't given up a run in 24 consecutive innings. Gennett's been one of the bright spots for the Kings of the Ohio this summer, and his grand slam gave the Reds a 6-3 lead before next batter Eugenio Suarez hit his 20th home run of the season to extend the lead to 4. All-Stars Zach Cozart and Joey Votto, in the 8th inning, they went back-to-back as they found home runs to stretch the lead out to the final score, 10-3, the Reds victorious. Votto's 15-game hitting streak is alive because of that home run. Votto is batting a whopping .478 during that hot stretch and has hit 5 dingers. Votto's 31 home runs, trying to chase down his career best, 37 set, in his 2010 MVP season. The Reds return to the radio tonight. They head to Milwaukee to take on the Brewers. The Brewers, losers of 5 straight. The Twins handed it to them earlier in the week, and the Reds behind Homer Bailey will look to add to their misery. Marty Brenneman's pregame begins at 8 o'clock. First pitch at 8:10. The Reds will also be on the airwaves Saturday night. Note the start time, 7 p.m. for Marty Brenneman's pregame, 7:10 first pitch from Miller Park in Milwaukee. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Reds yesterday afternoon finally took a series from the San Diego Padres. It had been since 2012 since the Kings of the Ohio had beaten their counterparts from the West Coast. And in true Reds fashion, it wasn't done the easy way. The Reds had a 2-0 lead, but rookie fireballer Luis Castillo ended up giving up 3 runs in 6 innings, leaving the game trailing 3-2. They trailed 3-2 heading into the bottom of the 7th, but Scooter Gennett was the hero as he hit his 3rd grand slam of his career, and he did it off Padres ace reliever Brad Hand, who hadn't given up a run in 24 consecutive innings. Gennett's been one of the bright spots for the Kings of the Ohio this summer, and his grand slam gave the Reds a 6-3 lead before next batter Eugenio Suarez hit his 20th home run of the season to extend the lead to 4. All-Stars Zach Cozart and Joey Votto, in the 8th inning, they went back-to-back as they found home runs to stretch the lead out to the final score, 10-3, the Reds victorious. Votto's 15-game hitting streak is alive because of that home run. Votto is batting a whopping .478 during that hot stretch and has hit 5 dingers. Votto's 31 home runs, trying to chase down his career best, 37 set, in his 2010 MVP season. The Reds return to the radio tonight. They head to Milwaukee to take on the Brewers. The Brewers, losers of 5 straight. The Twins handed it to them earlier in the week, and the Reds behind Homer Bailey will look to add to their misery. Marty Brenneman's pregame begins at 8 o'clock. First pitch at 8:10. The Reds will also be on the airwaves Saturday night. Note the start time, 7 p.m. for Marty Brenneman's pregame, 7:10 first pitch from Miller Park in Milwaukee. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.